Very funny. That's, of course, taken from the Unplugged. Paul McCartney Unplugged. So back when MTV was doing Unplugged, one of the earliest Unplugs was Paul McCartney. And that was one of his songs. I guess he did. He dusted off an old song. And that was the only version I could find of that. So it was actually, he performed it or played it during the Get Back sessions that were on that are on Disney Plus right now. I can't remember which episode. And I guess he never put it out, never released it, until he decided to dig it up and perform it for the MTV Unplugged, and that was a little ditty there. So an interesting history. Prior to that, The Animals, House of the Rising Sun, The Beatles, Dig a Pony, that was from Let It Be Naked. So the deal with Let It Be Naked is that's the original recording. Beatles purists object to how Phil Spector took the masters from these sessions in the Apple Studios and added his signature wall of sound, the strings and these lush arrangements, and turned it into something else. And I think there are a lot of purists out there who knew about these original tapes and decided that they wanted to hear that. And then eventually, in about, what was that? It came out in 03. So that's what, like 30-something years, 33 years, they released Let It Be Naked, and you can hear the original versions, and that's what we heard then. Prior to that, I Want You, She's So Heavy from Abbey Road, and that was Good Rockin' Tonight from Elvis Presley from the Boy from Tupelo collection. 1,000 Points of Light, 91.5 Medford. Thanks for tuning in here. We're having a great show. Can't believe it's already 9 o'clock. So night 2 of 2 on this Beatles-themed, Get Back-themed show that we are having. Some solo stuff, all the music, a lot of the music that they played. You know, what's interesting is some of the songs that they played were their own compositions, but they never released them. Or at least I can't find them. There are some songs on here that I wrote down. I actually wrote them down while I was watching the show, watching through all three episodes. And there are some songs I can't find anywhere. So I don't know if that means that they were never recorded, or maybe they're out on solo albums that they put out, but I don't think so. I think that would have come up in my searches. So anyway, so it's interesting. There are some songs, maybe they just used them for rehearsing, I don't know. They're probably on bootleg somewhere. Anyway, let's move on. Up next, this is another track from the second side suite of Abbey Road, Me and Mr. Mustard, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
Me and Mr. Mustard sleeps in the park, shapes in the dark, trying to save paper. She's a go-getter. Takes him out to look at the queen. Only place that he's ever been. Always shouts out something obscene. Such a dirty old man. Dirty old man.
You can dance every dance with the guy who gives you the eye, let him hold you tight. You can smile every smile for the man who held your hand neath the pale moonlight. But don't forget who's taking you home and in whose arms you're gonna be. So darling, say the last dance for me. Oh, I know,
oh, I know
that the music's
yes,
fine, like sparkling
oh,
wine. Go and have your
yes,
fun.
I know. Oh, I know.
Laugh and sing.
Yes, I know.
But while we're
oh,
apart, don't give your
yes,
heart to anyone.
Oh,
but don't forget who's taking you home and in whose arms you're gonna be. So darling,
say
the last dance for me. Baby, don't you know I love you so? Can't you feel it when we touch? I will never, never let you go. I love you oh so much. You can dance,
you can dance.
Go and carry
you
on till the night is gone
dance.
And it's time to go.
Dance.
If he asks, if you're all alone, can he take you home? You must tell him no. 'Cause don't forget he's taking you home, and in whose arms you're gonna be. So darling, say the last dance for me. Say the last dance for me. Say the last dance for me. Say the last dance for me.
Cotton field, honey hush. Are they coming in house? Stop all that yakety yak. Are they coming in house, baby? Stop all that yakety yak. I'll fix myself, I don't want no talking back. Well, you keep on jabbering, talking about this and that. Well, you keep on jabbering.
I got a belly full of wine. My Majesty's a pretty nice girl. Someday I'm gonna make her mine. Oh yeah, someday I'm gonna make her mine.
All right, 1,000 points of wine. I just thought I'd get in the short ones. You know, we had Dig It, and then we had Her Majesty. That's a good one. And then we have got some others here. So that's pretty good, right? That's good. Isn't that good? All right. So before that, we had The Drifters. Or I'm sorry, that was Big Joe Turner with Honey Hush. That's a great track right there. So I love these like classic old rock songs that they enjoyed when they probably played a lot of them when they were in Hamburg, and it's actually pretty cool to kind of hear a lot of that stuff. It's, you know, the Hamburg era is not really something they talked a lot about, or I didn't hear a lot of focus on that, at least in some of the interviews that I've seen or heard with them. But in this segment, or in this miniseries, I guess we'll call it, from Peter Jackson called Get Back, there's a fair amount of discussion of that and some of the references to the old songs, like when they were in Hamburg and this and that. And so it's kind of cool to hear that. But, I mean, one thing I wanted to do is sort of give George Harrison enough kind of like equal weight. I mean, I know that's hard. He's only one, and McCartney and Lennon are two. But it's actually a fairly good representation of the stuff that he did. So we heard For Your Blue. We heard some of his solo stuff. And he actually played, and there was even a reference to his influence by the Bhagwan or whatever, the Rafsan Jani something. And there was kind of a joke, but I mean, George Harrison kind of took it okay. And he even played a little bit of Within You, Without You, which we're going to hear right here on 1,000 Points of Light, 91.5 Medford, WMFO. Thanks for listening.
Thank you. Tina the Harper, well, I love my queen. Do you know who I mean? Sweet little 16. Yes, that's my queen. Well, she wears short shorts and rock and roll shoes. You ought to see her dance to the Yellow Dog Blues. She's my sugar time baby, I'm a lollipop. And everybody knows I love my queen of the Harper. Well, I love my queen. Do you know who I mean? Sweet little 16. Yes, that's my queen. Well, she tunes in the bandstand every day to watch the kids and dance across the USA. She don't care about a thing except in rock and roll. My baby drives me crazy.
Thank you. This is the story of a boy named Ted. If his mother said Ted be good, he would. She told him tales about his soldier dad, but it made her sad, and she cried, oh my. Ted used to tell her he'd be twice as good, and he knew he could, 'cause in his head he said, Mama, don't worry, now Teddy wants you, taking good care of you. Mama, don't worry, your Teddy wants you, Teddy's gonna see you through. Then came the day she found herself a man. Teddy turned and ran far away. Couldn't stand to see his mother in love with another man he didn't know, oh no. He found a place where he could settle down, and from time to time in his head he said, Mommy, don't worry now, Teddy boy's here, taking good care of you. Mommy, don't worry, your Teddy boy's here, Teddy's gonna see you through. She said, Teddy, don't worry, now mommy is here, taking good care of you. Teddy, don't worry, your mommy is here, mommy's gonna see you through. This is the story of a boy named Ted. If his mother said, Ted, be good.
The other night, dear, as I lay sleeping, I dreamed I held you in my arms. But when I woke, dear, I was mistaken, and I hung my head and cried. You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy when skies are gray. You'll never know, dear, how much I love you. Please don't take my sunshine away. I'll always love you and make you happy if you will only say the same. But if you leave me to love another, you'll regret it all someday. You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy when skies are gray. You'll never know, dear, how much I love you. Please don't take my sunshine away. You told me once, dear, you really love me, that no one else could come between. But now you've left me and love another. You have shattered all my dreams. You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy when skies are gray. You'll never know, dear, how much I love you. Please don't take my sunshine away.
All right, 1,000 points a bite, WMFO, and That was an extended set, I guess. Yes. We had Jimmy Davis, You Are My Sunshine, from the Jimmy Davis collection. Prior to that, Paul McCartney, Teddy Boy, from his McCartney record. I'm not sure when that came out. It says here on my database that it was 2014. It's very possible that he recreated or brought up these old songs that he'd been kicking around for a long time and then recorded them on a record, on a solo record, much, much later. The Beatles, Something, that was a George Harrison song from Abbey Road. Then we had Bobby Darin with Queen of the Hop from one of his Rhino High Five collections. And then Anton Karas with The Third Man, the Hiery Lime theme. And if you're not a film buff, you should check out The Third Man. It's a great movie. Orson Welles was the director and starred in it. That's, I think it was in the 40s, maybe, something like that. Within You, Without You started things off from George Harrison. So some George Harrison stuff going on. You know, what's funny is that he left the band, right? So he leaves in episode one. And then that leads right into episode two, and they try to convince him to come back, and he comes back, of course. But there's no, awkwardness or anything. And, of course, there's no cameras in his mansion, so you can't really hear what they're talking about or how they convince him to come back. You just know these guys have been through a lot together, and maybe it's just enough for him to come back and be like, all right, we're fine. But, you know, it's like, you know, as in typical British fashion, he was kind of reserved. He didn't, blow up and say, I'm out of here. You guys are awful. He was just kind of like, I'm going to be leaving now. And literally, that's kind of all he said, and then he left. At least that's all that was shown on the film. So, I mean, it's sort of like maybe he just, you know, had these repressed feelings, and he kept them, squashed down throughout the whole time. I don't know. It's just kind of weird, really. There was no very little emotion, really. He just seemed to be playing his role or performing in his role when he returned. And it was kind of, I don't know. It was hard for me to really understand. But, I mean, it's not like it wasn't, I'm not saying it wasn't told, honestly. I think it was just who they are as a group. So that was sort of interesting as well. And it's like throughout all these extended moments where they're playing songs, kind of getting ready to play their own material and just kind of getting in the groove, I guess. And you kind of wonder, what are they really wasting time? I mean, if I was George Martin, I'd be like, hey, look, when are we going to get started here? I mean, it's just kind of like they're playing all these other songs and it goes on and on and on and on. And I mean, it's really cool to watch. You don't hear the whole song every time, so I mean, obviously there's some editing going on there, but I was just wondering about the producer's perspective. I mean, what's his role? Maybe his role is just to let them do their thing and then eventually the genius comes out. Well, I mean, it seems like that's what happened there, so I don't know, maybe that's it. Anyway, speaking of other material, let's hear more. This is Muddy Waters, the song they enjoyed, and they played a little bit. I think this was in the second episode. This is 40 Days and 40 Nights, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
40 days and 40 nights since my baby left this town. Sun shining all day long, but the rain keep coming down. She's my life, I need her soul. Why she left, I just don't know. 40 days and 40 nights since I sat right down and cried. Keep raining all the time, but the river is running dry. Just ain't right. I love that girl with all of my mind. 40 days and 40 nights since my baby broke my heart. Searching for every while like a blind man in the dark. Poor man rich, or break his heart, I don't know when. Mm-hmm. ship out on the sea. Praying for her each night that she would come back home to me. Life and love is right. I hope she come back home tonight.
When it comes to rocking, she's a queen. Go to a dance on a Saturday night, all alone, rock and hold her tight. She lives on the 20th floor of town. The elevator's broken down, so I walk one, two, right, three, by four, five, six, seven, flat, eight, by four. I'm on the 12, I'm starting to sag. 15 before I'm ready to drag. Get to the top, I'm too tired to rock. Well, she called me up on the telephone, said, come on over, baby, I'm all alone. I said, baby, you're mighty sweet, but I'm in bed with aching feet. This went on for a couple of days, but I could not stay away. So I'm on two, right, three, right, four, five, six, seven, right, eight, nine, four. I'm on the 12, I'm starting to say, 15, before I'm ready to play. Get to the top. You know I'm too tired, babe. Well, I sent to Chicago for a bear to respect some useless stairs. I hope they heard me before it's too late. Love my baby too much to wait. All this climbing is getting me down. If I'm a cup straight, don't put a rail. But I want one, two, right, three, right, four, five, six, seven, right, eight, right, four. I'm on the 12, I'm starting to say, 15 before I'm ready to play. I get to the top, and I'm too tired to roll.
Tell her that I'm blue and lonely. Dreamy Carolina moon. Carolina moon, keep shining, shining on the one who waits for me. Carolina moon, I'm pining, pining for the place I long to be. How I'm hoping tonight you go, go to the right window, scatter your light. Say I'm all right, please do, please do. Tell her that I'm blue and lonely. Dreamy, dreamy Carolina moon.
Thank you.
window. Scatter your light. Say I'm all right. Please do. Please do. Tell her that I'm blue and oh so lonely. Dreamy Carolina moon. Dreamy Carolina moon. Oh moon.
It's just for you that I sing. Just for you.
It's not on.
That I sing the song each night. And every night I sing. I sing the song of love. It's just for you. Just for you. And I sing the song of love.
That's how they, you know, start off like the idea.
Just for you that I sing this song each morning. It's just for you that I sing this song each night. And as the sun sets on the range, just for you that I sing the song of love. It's just for you that I sing the song of winter. It's just for you that I sing a song of spring.
Thank you.
Cicero. As the light stares across the fields of meadow, there's dust for you.
You wear the high.
right, 1,000 points a bite. WMFO 91.5 Medford. So we've got Don't Wear Your Women, or You Wear Your Women Out, sorry, which is obviously a work in progress from the Beatles. And before that, it was Dara Dune, a day one demo, take two, from George Harrison. That's from the All Things Must Pass sessions, 50th anniversary collection. Song of Love, also a work in progress from the Beatles. We're going to credit that to Paul McCartney. And it was Dean Martin's Carolina Moon. So that was a song that Ringo Starr was showed an affection for. And that he performed it. At least he played it with John Lennon a little bit during the Get Back sessions. Excuse me. And that was, of course, 20 Flight Rock before that on the Paul McCartney Tripping the Live. Fantastic. Actually, I'm not sure if that was the right one. I think that was the... That was the one where he went back to like Russia or the Soviet Union, or I think it was Russia by that point, and did a live show there, and he performed 20 Flight Rock from that, and that was a live recording of that show. And then Muddy Waters, 40 Days and 40 Nights from the London Muddy Waters collection. 1,000 Points of Light, 91.5 Medford. Thanks for listening. So the last track of the night is, you know, what's funny is that a lot of these songs that were recorded, or not recorded, but at least were performed during the Get Back sessions, were actually not finalized anywhere. They didn't appear on any records. They didn't appear on any official releases. They're kind of on bootlegs, and they're sort of on weird selections or collections that are kind of unofficial. And so, you know, I had a hard time finding a lot of songs that they played that they used as warm-ups. And so that was particularly challenging for me, if I can be particularly or especially honest here. But there's one song I haven't played yet, and that's Let It Be. And I just kind of wanted to just comment on how hard it was for them to record at the Twickenham Studios. And they sort of weren't going anywhere. But then they finally set together or put up their own studio in the Apple Building. And Billy Preston happened to come by, and everything changed dramatically. And particularly on Let It Be was a song that's emblematic of that change. So we're going to play that song as the last one of the night. I will see you right here next week on 1,000 Points of Light, 91.5 Medford, WMFO.
When I find myself in times of trouble, standing right in front of me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be, let it be, let it be, let it be. Let it be. Whisper words of wisdom, let it be. And when the broken-hearted people living in the world agree, there will be an answer, let it be. For though they may be parted, there is still a chance that they will see. Let it be. We'll be right back. sound of